So I was at a checkpoint in the middle of the city, but last night I had left the checkpoint to go into a house nearby for a little bit when I heard like a lot of firing. I heard it going back and forth, waited a little more, I walked out. What had happened was that there were people that were in a car that had even the Libyan flags, you know, the independence flag sticker on it. And they would go through and back, and they had, you know, talked to the people, talked to the kids at the checkpoint. That, you know, they had seen them throughout the day. Then they came, and on top of a car, they had an anti-aircraft gun, which shot 14.5 Arbatash bullets. And the kids in the car had AK-47s, and they had started spraying at my friends who were at the checkpoint, who were at the side of the road at the time. And this is a checkpoint that you can't go through unless you're, like, authorized. So they had allowed them to go through just out of goodwill. Then they came by, and then their car started speeding. They started spraying at them, you know, like out of good luck or something. Nobody got shot out of my friends, and they shot the wheels of the car and the car itself. The guys had to get out of the other side of the car. They surrendered. My friends, they didn't hit them. They took their weapons from them, took them immediately to the courthouse, and they locked them up. None of them got away. But basically, these guys were Legion Etheria, and they had been going around, and they had done this to a couple checkpoints before us. Luckily, like, because it's dark, and because actually a couple of the guys in the car were drunk, they hadn't hurt anybody. But throughout the city, في الحدائق, في بوعاقبي, في الفويهات, they had actually, you know, some of these attacks had actually hurt people. And this is basically what we've been dealing with today in the morning. I believe there was an attack on the Mahkima not long ago in Hay Salam. I heard someone was killed here in Bougazi, others injured by this type of attack. And this is, you know, this has been everybody's worry, is Lijana Thawriya, people who had benefited from the regime, people who had taken advantage of others from the regime, basically coming out and trying to accomplish what Gaddafi, you know, desires in the city. They're an extreme minority, but they've been armed since day one. If there was anyone that would be armed in Libya, it would be them, and they are armed.